This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. For as big a company as it is, Amazon really doesn't like to get bogged down. I mean, first of all, it was selling books online. Now it's almost everything to almost everybody. And besides retail, Amazon's churning out gadgets faster than you can keep up with. It's ramping up a new delivery network, drones and all. It's cranking out movies and TV shows, and it pretty much dominates the cloud. One place Amazon doesn't seem to be speeding along, though, Arlington County, Virginia, where the company's building another headquarters. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams went to see how the economic promises of HQ2 are showing up so far.
On a recent morning in Crystal City, just across the river from Washington, D.C., it was 7:30, but already the line to get into Amazon's career fair stretched down the block. First in line was Charles Bailey.
I got here at 5:30.
Bailey is 56 years old and already has a full-time job, but this is Amazon.
I'm looking for something in the warehouse industry. I have warehouse experience as well as a forklift, as well as logistics.
Eager potential applicants finally started to make their way into a giant white tent around 8 a.m.
Wonderful day in Amazon world. Good morning, good morning.
Past greeters, guards in body armor, and sniffer dogs. Waiting his turn was 34-year-old Rayford Smith, who has already applied for several tech jobs at Amazon.
I mean, there's a lot of people out here, you know, trying to find a job. Amazon's a big company. They're going to really change the game here in the D.C. metro area. So, you know, everybody's just trying to be along for the ride.
But there would be no job interviews for Smith or anyone else. The career day was more of a very public and media-friendly Amazon meet and greet. Ardeen Williams, Amazon's vice president of workforce development, said hiring for HQ2 was always going to be a slow process.
The 25,000 jobs for Arlington are scheduled for the next 10 to 12 years. So that's a ramp after this year of 400, about 1,000 to 1,500 per year.
Which is not that many more jobs in an already fast-growing region. Many job hopefuls were disappointed, even frustrated that this wasn't a hiring event. But for some, the prospect of a job at some point was enough. With thousands of people packing into the tent throughout the day, even if it was just to get their resume polished.
It would help streamline it a little bit, but otherwise the resume looks really good.
For now, Amazon's economic impact on the region won't come from a big influx of high-tech jobs.
Everything that's happening right now is in anticipation and in preparation for the ramp up, for the actual hiring.
Jeanette Chapman is an economist at George Mason University. She says that ramp up includes
the permitting process that needs to happen for the new buildings, the renovation of the space for the first round of employees, the very first phase of hiring.
Chapman carefully tracks Amazon's local economic impact. She says events like this career fair aren't just about people in the region getting to know Amazon. They're also about Amazon getting to know the lay of the land.
The labor force here is very, very tight. And so I think that's probably what they're trying to suss out with some of these bigger fairs of just saying, well, we know the unemployment rate is 3.2%. What does that translate to in terms of what kind of labor we can get?
Chapman says because Amazon jobs are coming over a long period of time, the impact of HQ2 will be muted, even when it comes to housing prices.
Housing prices here are expensive, and Amazon hasn't changed that. It's made people more aware of that.
Because when something as big as Amazon comes to town, it tends to shine a brighter light on just about everything. In Arlington, Virginia, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.